protects properties at the east end of Depot Road, east of Highway 99, including a campground and those at the end of Tantalus Road. Last night, the BC Wildfire Service says the fire is 5 hectares in size and was suspected to have been caused by humans. The District of Squamish says Wildfire Service has actively and aggressively been attacking the fire on the ground and in the air, and that will continue today. The BC SPCA says they have seen a 300% increase in calls about dogs in cars on hot days. Just a reminder, don't do that. Canadians have continued to avoid making trips to the U.S. in response to President Trump's tariffs. Preliminary data from StatsCan shows return trips by Canadian residents by air from the U.S. in May fell 24%. Return trips by cars fell nearly 40% from a year ago. There was a school shooting in Austria today. 8 people were killed and many teachers and students were sent to the hospital. A judge has dismissed Justin Baldoni's $400 million defamation lawsuit against Blake Lively. And K-pop superstars RM and V are the latest members of the BTS group to be discharged from South Korea's military. They started their service 2 years ago. Once all of the band is discharged or released, BTS plans to reunite as a group sometime this year.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Coming up, we'll have more details on the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni situation and how the case got dismissed yesterday. Justin's claims. We'll talk about that in What's Trending.
Our secret shopper contest is on the way too. $300 from Shoppers Drug Mart up for grabs. But first, it's Brittany. Move 103.5. Good morning.
Yeah.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll fall.
Contest is back. Your chance to win a $300 gift card to Shoppers Drug Mart if you can figure out who is lurking in the aisles as our secret shopper. All you have to do is identify who it is. Here is our secret shopper this morning.
When the airplane went upside down and also the engine would stop, I'm there and I was like, okay, let's see how long we can hold that.
Who is it? Who is that secret shopper? Do you think you know who it is? Call right now. We'll start with caller 25, 604-280-1035 on the line. $300 to spend at Shoppers Drug Mart. Good luck.
I woke up from a dream about you. I kind of liked it till it came to. Made me forget that we were bad news. My heart feels heavy now. I know I'm really not supposed to.
existence. How come we're naked in the kitchen? We're falling back, falling out. All the same mistakes, just a call away. Someone save me from myself. As much.
But I miss you just as much. But I miss you just as much.
I woke up from a dream about you.
I kinda liked it till it came through.
Made me forget that we were bad news.
Secret shopper this morning. It could lead you to winning a $300 gift card from Shoppers Drug Mart. Good morning, Jen.
Jen, are you there?
Oh, sorry. Let me do this. Jen, hang tight. There we go. Are you there now?
I'm still here. Yeah.
There we go. Sorry, Jen. Had you on the wrong line.
All right, Jen, we have a secret shopper. They're famous. They don't want to be recognized. No. We've disguised their voice. You identify who this famous person is and win $300 to spend at Shoppers Drug Mart.
Oh, let's give it a shot.
All right.
Here we go. Here is our secret shopper this morning, Jen.
When the airplane went upside down and also the engine would stop, I'm there and I was like, okay, let's see how long we can hold that.
Let's see how long we can hold that.
That airplane just up in the air, upside down.
Engine stopped.
Engine stopped.
How long can we
Not
hold that?
Not a big
that?
Deal.
Yeah.
Jen, who is our secret shopper?
I'm going to go with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
When the airplane went upside down and also the engine would stop, I'm there and I was like, okay, let's see how long we can hold that.
Yeah, yeah. Just for giggles.
It's so weird. It's just like, what is going on? He has made some sort of deal where he is indestructible.
Totally. And Jen, you have made a deal that has won you a $300 gift card from Shoppers Drug Mart. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's awesome.
It's the family and friends event at Shoppers Drug Mart. Get 20% off almost all regular price merchandise. 2 days only, today and tomorrow. You'll get that even more out of that $300, Jim.
Go today, go today, go today. we'll play Secret Shopper every single day this week at this time. So another Shoppers Drug Mart gift card worth $300 coming up tomorrow morning.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G Plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
One night, one city, one live stream you don't want to miss. Khalid, headlines Billboard Canada The Stage at North by Northeast this Thursday.
Khalid!
Can we just...
Presented by iHeartRadio. With performances by rising star Akila and more. And iHeartRadio is streaming it live from Toronto.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid.
Show me where you love it.
Watch on the iHeartRadio CA YouTube channel. It's free, exclusive, and it's only from iHeartRadio.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced.
very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on Earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High-quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
A pink diamond is exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Sunshine, happiness, and lighthearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Okay, yeah, the hybrid would help with pain, but for sleep, I go with the pure indica.
Business at Jalen's Pharmacy is flying high.
Okay, we need a restock on your Maui Yummy. Wait, are we out of the far-off fudge, too?
He needs another pharmacist passionate about this budding industry.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Test your detective skills with Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. The game is afoot in this genre-defining whodunit at the Arts Club Granville Island stage, June 26th to August 10th. For over 70 years, the longest-running play in history has kept audiences guessing. Can you solve the world-famous mystery? Give it a shot, but remember, no spoilers. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. The Mousetrap. That's artsclub.com.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Mark's This Is Big event is on now. Until June 11th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles, including great gift items just in time for Father's Day. This Is Big event on now at Mark's and Mark's.com.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2, or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are gonna be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Summer rollbacks are on now at Walmart, and you can save on over 8,000 items, both in-store and online. Save $1 on a 455 milliliter bottle of Kraft barbecue sauce, now only 97 cents each. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
The Big Check event is on now at Sport Check. From June 5th to 18th, shop savings up to 60% off. Find amazing deals on golf, bikes, shoes, and more. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's brought to you by Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $15 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. We've had a couple of ongoing issues. We have a car fire on the Port Man. It's westbound at the West End, right Coquitlam exit lane. We have crews on the scene there working to clear it. And we also have a crash in Burnaby, Imperial and Patterson, eastbound Imperial at the Willingdon exit.
Tried Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. We've got sunshine ahead today. The high will be about 20 at the water, 25 inland right now, 15 degrees.
A judge dismisses Justin Baldoni's counter-lawsuit against Blake Lively, but we're not done yet, friends. More's happening. Details in What's Trending.
After Jason Mraz. Move 103.5. Good morning.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
Jason Mraz on Move 103.5. Wow, a big blow to Baldoni.
What's trending?
Justin Baldoni's $400 million defamation lawsuit against Blake Lively was dismissed yesterday. Judge Lewis Lyman ruled that Justin and his team did not make their case, that the only place where Blake made her allegations about his conduct while making the movie It Ends With Us was in her legal documents, which does not count as defamation. It's not like she sat down with Anderson Cooper for some tell-all interview on TV. These were accusations made in court filings. The judge also dismissed Baldoni's $250 million libel lawsuit against the New York Times, ruling that the stories in the paper were an accurate representation of Blake's legal documents, which cannot be considered libel. So his opportunity to win if it's not been completely scuttled, is significantly muted. And this has led to some speculation that it might lead to a settlement in the case. Cut your losses.
Well, that's interesting because the USA Today is reporting that they've obtained a statement that was out this morning from Baldoni's lawyers that would indicate that they will refile four of their claims as the judge has recommended.
So they can't refile all of the claims because they were dismissed without prejudice. So I guess that means some of the claims cannot be refiled, but some can.
Some can.
Okay.
So there's some steps. So there's definitely still a path forward for Baldoni, but like a different path. It is very complicated. Obviously, the scope of this case is so huge, and so much is sort of played out in this public arena already before it's ever got to court, right? There's just been some preliminary motion stuff that has happened. So this has sort of been happening, and everybody's got feelings about it. And it goes back and forth quite a bit.
And just to clarify something I said a moment ago about a settlement in the case, his case at this point has been dismissed. When I'm talking about the settlement in the case, I'm talking about her lawsuit against him, mm-hmm. which is still pending.
We've kind of been talking about that this morning, right? The three of us just all morning, because this is so interesting. So even though the judge said this is no, it doesn't mean that his like attempt to defend himself is over. They're going to try and figure out another way to put that back in the courts, right?
Well, what I'm reading is that they could refile four of those claims. So it's interesting. So listen, Justin Baldoni had a podcast. Like he's very much presented himself as a feminist.
Yes.
He had a podcast with this woman by the name of Liz Plank. When everything happened, Liz actually stepped away from that show. When the ruling in Blake's favor came out yesterday, Liz seemed to be very happy about that. So, you know, I think as, you know, we all of us on the show, you listening, we're all bystanders. None of us have any idea. We don't know who these people are. We just see these personalities, right? And I think two things for me anyway. Blake is pretty unlikable. And right now, just things that have come out about her.
Drew Savage disagrees.
But Justin Baldoni is also pretty slimy. Yeah. So it's very hard because you're like, and you can go back and forth. And I think that's where a lot of us are at.
Agreed.
Do you still think Blake is likable?
I still
like to look at her.
Marry her. Yeah.
So my thing for a long time is I don't think it's going to go to court. I think there's too much for both for the points you just laid out. There's too much for both of them to lose. And he has lost. He's not going to be able to refile four of the seven claims for $400 million. Mm-hmm. So the Times lawsuit is just done because that was dumb. Mm-hmm. So that is just gone now. And I don't think he wants more stuff about him to come out.
Yeah.
And she has already taken enough of a PR hit in recent months. I don't think she wants any more to come out about her. She gets her victory lap right now because of the dismissal of the lawsuit. She was out last night at a red carpet event at the Tribeca Film Festival. So it does not look good when somebody else's lawsuit gets tossed. So you can claim a victory there. And I just don't think either one of them, despite what his lawyers are saying today, not sure either one of them want more stuff about themselves coming out.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he kind of has to now. I don't think he's going to settle. Like he has his reputation was, as Nat said, this like feminist guy, and he's got to sort of fight back.
But even he only has so much money. Like, what are you going to win at this point?
I don't know. But he does feel like he goes all in pretty quickly. Maybe he was like, okay, $1 billion.
I know. It does feel like his legal team is led by Dr. Evil. And I'm not sure that is a great look.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Friday night, so dance like Michael and sing like Whitney. is the Nat and Drew Show.
Today's best variety.
Move 1035.
Just a Dream, today's best variety, Move 1035. I think we all have fond memories of road trips, taking road trips, either when you were really young or maybe when you were driving your young kids. But there is a new survey out that looked at the average 7-hour road trip and really what that looks like for parents. In particular, how many times parents will hear, "Are we there yet?" And in 7 hours, parents will hear, "Are we there yet?" 22 times, over 3 times an hour.
That is surprisingly high to me. I wasn't on a 7-hour road trip this weekend, but it did take 5.5 to get to Kamloops with the Coquihalla closure on Friday. And so 21 or 22.
22 times.
That, that seems high.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
You literally are almost that cliche. It's like a Family Guy skit.
Yeah.
Are we there yet? Mummy, mummy, mummy. Yeah. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Just nonstop. How do you handle it? How do you respond when your kids ask that question over and over and over again? Paulina, what did you used to say?
It was obvious that we weren't there. So I would say, yeah, we're there, guys. What do you think? And then we would all laugh. And it would just shut it down, and that was the magical answer I would always use.
Were your kids of the age where they had access to iPads or no iPads?
They did. They did.
They had iPads, and they were still asking, are we there yet?
Well, they would always think, okay, we have to annoy my mom at least one time with that question. So the question got asked, and I gave the response, and that was it.
Nice. Great response.
Well handled, Mom. Yeah. Here we are in the middle of nowhere. What do you think?
Exactly. What do you guys think about that?
Paulina, thank you so much for listening and texting in. We appreciate it.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
You too, Paulina. 604-280-1035. Or you can text, as Paulina did, 103535. You would think in the age of iPads, kids wouldn't be asking that question anymore. I mean, it's almost unregulated screen time in the car.
It's just, you know what? Kids don't understand how good they have it. We had to play punch buggy. Do you know what punch buggy is? Literally is an excuse for you to beat up each other, like your siblings and stuff. And, you know, it depended on who was stronger in the back of the car. Mm. Depended, like, somebody's walking away with a really sore arm.
Marcia, what did your husband used to say to your kids?
We can just pull over and drop you off anytime. You know, it's like, enough is enough.
Was there anywhere they did, like, the slow down? Like, I'm going to slow down and I'm going to leave you right here. Did it ever get that far?
It got sometimes, but they became better travelers as they got older. You know what? The question be is, what rotten snacks drive you crazy when your kids are driving? I don't know about you, Drew, but my kids were corn nut fans. And if you ever had about a bag of corn nuts, you know that smell.
Very distinctive smell, Marcia. You're correct. My kids, I think, went through a bit of a corn nuts phase years ago, but right now it's Takis. And those also definitely have when a bag of Takis has been opened and you're in close proximity.
I don't know. Smell
the Takis from the back seat.
I see the Takis. I don't eat them, so I don't know what they smell like. Is it kind of like nachos?
Spicy,
like Doritos?
Hot, salty, right? The deal is, the thrill is that they burn your mouth. That's how spicy they are.
But does it smell like Doritos?
Similar, yeah.
Salty, yeah. That's a good
very
comparison.
Similar. It's almost like a Dorito just rolled up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, the hotter the better for 12-year-olds these days.
That's not offensive, though. That's not an offensive smell.
It kind of is, and what's also offensive is the stain. The finger stain, the clothing stain, the backseat stain.
The after effect. Oh. As soon as that bag opens, you know it's time to go get a bottle of Resolve from the laundry room to try to get rid of all the stains.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
We just got a message from Reese, who says that their mom is Marcia, who called in and confirmed that they, in fact, did do that slow down. And, you know, we can just leave you here.
I love it when parents get fact-checked live on the air. That's fantastic.
And Reese also says, my dad hated the corn nuts. The crunching.
Well, Lisa's not dealing with talky dust all over the backseat of the car.
It's so embarrassing when everyone's talking about the HBO original The White Lotus, but you haven't watched it because you don't have Crave. And they ask you who your favorite character is, and you say, White Lotus? And then they tell you, that's the name of the hotel.
Switch your phone plan to Bell and get Crave on us and start streaming The White Lotus, all on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Available on select phone plans when you bring your own phone. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
One night, one city, one live stream you don't want to miss. Khalid, headlines, Billboard Canada The Stage at North by Northeast this Thursday.
Khalid!
Can we just...
Presented by iHeartRadio. With performances by rising star Akila and more. And iHeartRadio is streaming it live from Toronto.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid.
Show me where you love it.
Watch on the iHeartRadio CA YouTube channel. It's free, exclusive, and it's only from iHeartRadio.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase!
But now, the toughest test awaits, with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th, on TSN and TSN+.
Walmart has thousands of Canadian-made items, all at everyday low prices, like Purex bathroom tissue 30 equals 62 rolls or Ultralux 20 equals 60 rolls, both for the low price of only $15.97 each. Shop more low prices on Canadian-made items at Walmart.
Whether you're a thrill seeker, a foodie,
mini donuts,
a selfie pro, or just along for the vibes,
are you ready?
This is your moment to play up high at Playland. Now open. For the whirlers, flyers, coasters, and explorers, your summer excitement begins with season or single day passes on sale now at pne.ca. Play up high at Playland.
Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
One hero that could be anywhere is Camouflage Carl.
Camouflage.
Shh, he could be in the room right now. Oof, I prefer heroes that stand out, like the heroes at Hero Home Care.
Right, because whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
Yes, and that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers. Gotcha, Carl.
That's a floor lamp.
Right, he did seem a tad svelte.
Hero!
Homecare.ca.
Lately, times have been challenging, with many people facing increased interest rates, inflation, and rising credit card debt. Everyone needs a little help from time to time, but it can be hard to ask for help when it comes to your personal finances. But you're not alone. Millions of Canadians share that feeling with you. Half a million Canadians have found help with their debt, and so can you, with Consolidated Credit Counseling Services of Canada. They are one of the largest nonprofit credit counseling organizations in the country, with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They could help you consolidate your bills into one affordable payment, minimize your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. No matter how much you owe, you don't need to do this alone. To get help, call 1-800-288-4991. That's 1-800-288-4991. Let Consolidated Credit get you back to a debt-free life. Call 1-800-288-4991. Call toll-free today for a free consultation. 1-800-288-4991. Ontario license number 4705786.
Color is a language.
Color is a language.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality. It speaks of the heights of the heavens and the depths of the sea.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Red is the color of fire and life, energy and determination. But mostly it speaks of passion.
What about pink?
Soft, light, and quiet red. Pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
Pink diamond is lovely and exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Yellow is sunshine, happiness, and light-hearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Is yellow the kind of color that would buy a sailboat and sail around the world?
Maybe.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment. Which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $40 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously, includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Satisfy your musical theater cravings with Waitress. June 12th to August 3rd at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Join the colorful characters of a small town diner as they cheer on waitress and expert pie maker Jenna in her pursuit of her dreams of a better life. With a delectable score by Grammy Award winner Sarah Bareilles, this energetic and emotional musical is a treat for the ears and soul. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. Waitress. That's artsclub.com.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a car fire on the Portman Bridge. We've got crews on the scene there, and they're working hard to get it out of the way. It's at the west end in the right Coquitlam exit lane. Crash in Surrey, Highway 10 eastbound before 200th Street, down to one lane. Big delays there. And the tunnel's busy, counterflow in northbound slow from Highway 17, southbound slow from Blundell. Save up to 50% on select summer must-haves during the summer Big Red Sale at Canadian Tire. Only until June 12th. Conditions and exclusions apply. We've got sunshine ahead today. The high will be 21 at the water, 25 in the valley. Right now, 14 degrees.
Drew Show. Move 1035.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip?
I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up, yeah. Tearing me down, down, tearing me down, down, down. I take responsibility for everything I've done, yeah. Holding it against me like you're the holy one, yeah. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip?
Mendez and Justin Bieber, Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. We've been talking about road trips here this morning and, you know, the number of times a kid will shout out, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Got a text message from Yvette who says, my kids don't ask, are we there yet? But if we ever do go anywhere and Google Maps isn't set up, they say, why can't you set up Google Maps? Set it up. Set up the Google Maps.
I need to see.
I need to see the route.
I need to see the route. Oh, I love it.
Our producer, Sammy, has a five-year-old daughter, and she does basically the same?
Yeah, so I figured, because she does ask a lot, like, when are we going to get there? How long is it going to take? So I did set up Google Maps, and I've taught her now to read how long it takes, like the remaining time or time to destination, so that she doesn't ask me anymore.
Brilliant.
And it's like a game now.
Brilliant.
I saw this completely unrelated survey this morning, and it says about half of us do not drive anywhere without GPS enabled, mm-hmm. like getting turn by turn directions to where we need to go.
Oh, wow.
We are that dependent on these GPS systems, whether it's Google Maps or something else.
I'll check it for time, like for the, you know, like if I'm going someplace where it's during rush hour or I'm on the North Shore, so I need to check the bridges or whatever. Mm-hmm. But just sort of general driving around, I sort of pride myself on not needing GPS.
Yeah.
I kind of love that. And I kind of love like doing routes, or I love like using, you know, like Apple or Google. And then if they suggest a route, I like going, no, I think I know better.
Really?
And then go,
how long? Cause I'm thinking, if you haven't been someplace in a year, do you like how long does that sense stay with you that you know how to get there?
It depends on how often I've been to that place before.
Okay.
But when I mean like I think I know the route better or whatever than Apple yeah. Maps, it'll be when like traffic is slow and they're suggesting detours and I try to figure out my own detour.
Okay.
I'm usually, by the way, I'm usually always wrong.
Right.
Like the computer is usually always right.
A that you'll never turn down that challenge to prove your driving
like
superiority.
Like a game, like, you know, like that Sammy's got for her daughter, River. Yeah. This is the game that I play for myself.
Tonight, what's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m. turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? Party crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So we so fast if you right on the spot. It's so on right now. Party crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? You're too school for cool. And you treat it like a fool. You can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own. So raise your
an iHeartRadio station.
Real friends. Real fun.
And Drew Show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The at-work play of the $1,000 minute is on the way at 9:35. And the answer to question one is 2007. 2007. Good luck.
Throwback throwdown just moments away. Here's Ed Sheeran on Move 103.5. Good morning.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me, say. You were in my room, and now my bed.
sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
First day, well, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Smell like you.